Time to find out what's happening in the game of rugby locally around the Upper Hunter and a little bit further afield with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 AM and 2NM.com.au.
Mates, freshly back from Coonamble to check out the classic Wallabies. We'll have a chat about that in just a moment. But first of all, you've got an exclusive for us.
Yeah, mate, fantastic to hear. Oh, a little bit of a twist that the Cadbury Wallabies next year won't be playing some inbound test matches. Now, usually we play three tests in June against various opponents.
Mm-hmm.
We'll mix up the opponents. Of course, in June this year, we'll play on the Poms in Perth, Brisbane and also Sydney. You can find out more with your tickets there via team.rugby. But next year, there'll be no tests. What will happen is we'll have the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Pacific, then we'll have the eToro Rugby Championship. Hopefully, we'll get a one-off Bledisloe Cup game there in Brisbane, depending what they want to do. If they want to play two tests against each other, those four nations, or have one each and then go straight to France in September, where the Wallabies look like they're going to play either two or three test matches, and that'll most probably be against France and most probably play England in Twickenham. And it's just a great opportunity to make a quid compared to maybe playing a June series that could be at best lukewarm.
Yep.
With some of the Pacific Island nations or even in Italy. So, smart idea, actually. They should make $20 or $30 million out of it, considering that France and rugby at the moment is so on fire, it's not funny. So, yeah, to get those games, and basically a patrician has gone out the window for this particular year. But COVID, also, of course, World Cup is always going to be something where it's going to be a bit all over the shop. So that's unique. No inbound series for us this year, next year. And we'll be playing our home test matches. What we would have for an inbound series, they'll be played in France.
That's such a strange landscape for the world of rugby union at the moment. I'm not even sure if we'll ever get back to what it used to be. Now, let's talk locally. Junior, something great coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, want to register, just go through australia.rugby and also use the Rugby Explorer. That'll work you out when it comes to getting registered in seniors and juniors. But Hunter, Central Coast and also Central North will be heading to the Bill Rose Complex from around about 9 o'clock on Sunday morning for their traditional three-way tournament for the country champs, which are held in June. So it's great to see boys and girls will be there between about the ages of 12 and 16. Caught up with some of the Central North crew on Sunday as they were having their trainings there in the 14s and 16s. So Bobby Davidson and Mick Coffey are looking after their things there for the 14s from Scarn and also Narrabri. And Stacey Irvine is making the trip from Narromine to coach the Central North under 16s with his boy at Farris. So all good preparation. Of course, the other tournament that will happen for Central North in the lead up to the country champs and the juniors will be, of course, in Coonabarabran on around about the 22nd, the 23rd of May as well. So great times ahead when it comes to junior rugby.
Now, we caught up on the weekend as you found yourself a phone box near Coonamble to tell us everything that was going on. You had checked out the classic Wallabies. What was the go?
Fantastic. Couldn't have run it any better. A lot of people were really hanging out to see something out there. And certainly, it's nice and green in places there like Coonabarabran, Barrowdene and also Coonamble. Of course, the Castle Roads just had a bit of a flood themselves, so they haven't been messed around with in the last 3 years. If it hasn't been drought, it hasn't been flooding rains, it's been mice. So it's good to see that they've made a real commitment to it. Great to see fellas like Nathan Charles make an effort to come over from Perth, Scott Higginbotham, Mark Chisholm, and also, of course, Selena Woolsley coming down from Queensland, Cookie Burrows, and also Sharon O'Kane, the first ever Wallaroo to score a try in a test match, made efforts to come from Canberra and also the Central Coast. And that's the great thing about these guys. They get it. They know that they're putting something back into the game. And, fantastic coaching clinic in the morning there by Gus McDonald, the development officer. Three games. Western Plains has been well prepared now for the country champs, which will be on the June long weekend. There's quite a few ladies there that most probably be part of a Western Plains 15 for the first time at country champs. And the legacy that the classic Wallabies and the Wallaroos will leave after this is going to be immeasurable, not only for Coonamble rugby, but also Western Plains rugby that's really starved of getting any sort of sport, let alone rugby. But it's been a big effort for 3 years to make it happen because of COVID. But, they're looking to get on the rampage and run around the joint. So you can just go to the website there, classicwallabies.com.au, send them a message, make it happen. But congratulations to all those players that turned up. We're going to have some interviews with some of these people in the fullness of time as we get into the test season. But also, of course, from next Friday, the Buildcorp Wallaroos play their first test at 5 o'clock at Lang Park. And then they have another test match there on the Tuesday, the 10th, and that will be on the Sunshine Coast. And we'll talk a little bit more about that this weekend.
Looking forward to it. We'll speak to you on Saturday on the Sideline View. Thanks, Wixie.
No worries. Thanks, Bear.